Blog Talk Radio.
This goes out to my partner that passed away. Eugene Reckler, Robert Squirrel Lester, Pretty Old Jones. I remember, oh yeah, the sign of springtime. There were birds, music, everywhere. Some of us play, oh, and some of us cry. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see the tears in my eyes? She's what I had dreamed of. She's all that I think of, yeah. Woo. 10 feet tall. Oh, I was riding so high. What eyes of a child,
eyes of a child,
shining so bright.
Yes.
They were, come on, y'all.
Cold this day.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Tribe Family Channel's Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. I am the creator, Beverly Black, and it is an honor and a privilege to host this show with my brother, Marshall Thompson. And as you heard this intro, coldest day of my life, that is because this man is the last man standing of the Shy Lights. How are you doing, my brother Marshall? I know that, you know, you've got a lot of good news, but how are you doing right now?
Yeah, I'm doing very, very, very good right now and feeling very, very good right now.
And I know you are. And you know what? Before we go into why you're feeling, how you're feeling, let our audience feel this.
ago today, I was happy as a lark. But now I go for walks, to the movies, maybe to the park. I have a seat on the same old bench to watch the children play. You know, tomorrow is their future. But for me, just another day. They all gather around me. They seem to know my name. We laugh, tell a few jokes, but it still doesn't ease my pain. I know I can't hide from a memory, though day after day I've tried. I keep saying, she'll be back, but today, again I've lied.
Are they looking for, and why is it so relevant to the Shy Light? Have you seen her?
Wow. Wow. They're looking for Finding Dory.
Amen, amen, and congratulations, because I understand that the movie Pixar, Disney's Finding Dory just grossed $1 billion. And the soundtrack on that, Have You Seen Her? By the Shylights.
Yeah, that was really something. You know, God is good. After so many years, since 1972, the song comes back on the movie trailer and helps the movie raise and gross $1 billion. You know, that's a blessing.
Amen. That is a blessing. That is a blessing. And congratulations to you, the last man standing of the Shylights. You carry a weighty baton, keeping your group relevant and allowing this type of soul music to air on the airwaves and on these movies. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to Tribe Family Channel's Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shylights. And our guest today is Mr. Billy Brown, and he is the last man standing of Ray Goodman and Brown. So let me tell you a little bit about Ray Goodman and Brown and read some of the bio, the artistry's bio. Part of the generation of soul music groups that arose in the late 60s and 70s, the combination of Harry Ray, Al Goodman, and Billy Brown became most notable as perhaps the greatest live performing group of that elite bunch. While many groups of that era had more successful recording careers, few have equaled the stage presence and consistent crowd-pleasing shows of Ray Goodman and Brown. The trio was brought together by Stang Records in 1970 as replacement members of the label soul group The Moments. As The Moments, they hit the top of the pop and soul charts in 1970 with the falsetto ballad Love on a Two-Way Street. That began a string of major soul hits throughout the 70s, including If I Didn't Care, Gotta Find a Way, Sexy Mama, and another soul chart topper, Look at Me, I'm in Love. Now, fast forward, we're going to get the goods from Mr. Billy Brown himself, but he is the last man standing of Ray Goodman and Brown, and as you know, they had many hits of their own, including Special.
You must
Hello.
Be a special lady.
You'll be singing first single.
No, Harry, I'm singing second, man.
And a very exciting girl.
I'll bring that bass out, man.
Hey, man, I'll bring it out a little bit more.
You gotta be a special lady.
Sit down on some hardware, come on.
Cause you got me sitting on top of the world. Sitting on top of the world. Change my gray skies to blue, and it was strange when you called my name. Ever since that day, I haven't been the same. Ooh, before I met you, my sun didn't want to shine, but oh,
to be a special lady.
Get down, Billy Graham.
All right, Harry Ray. Well, they got me sitting on top of the world. Sitting on top of the world. You must be a special lady.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, I bring to you Mr. Billy Brown of Ray, Goodman, and Brown. Good evening, Mr. Brown, and say hello to Marshall Thompson.
Good evening. How are you? Hey,
yeah.
Marshall.
How you doing there, Brother Bill?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Well, welcome to the
yourself?
Show. Great show tonight, man. It's a blessing to have you on the show, man. A lot of listeners listening to you right now.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you very much. I'm glad they appreciate me or appreciate your show.
Hey, I'm very happy to have you. Found out you was coming on as our guest tonight. I say, what
yeah.
a great honor. Me and Billy go back so many years, over 40 years, actually. Back
oh, yeah,
long,
absolutely. Long time, yeah, long time, yeah.
Wow,
absolutely.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, it is an honor, definitely, to have you two gentlemen here to give our listeners the goods on just how far back you go. How did you come together, in fact? Tell us about when you first met.
When we first met, first of all, tied out two-way street. We was on tour together with the guy that did Billy. What's it, boy? But forget the guy's name. We was playing in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Indianapolis. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Indianapolis for Mr. Bell. And
yeah, right.
We was on the show together, and Billy Stewart was on the show. That's who it was, and.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Stewart, of course, died. We was going to the next gig. And
next gig, right.
Mm-hmm. And he went off the mountain in his car, him and the band, and passed
yep.
away. And,
yeah.
and me and Billy.
God, I'm sorry
and,
to hear that.
Yeah, me and Billy and Al been friends ever
yeah.
since, all those years.
Yep.
And,
wow.
He had to drop out one time. And do an album, so Al called me to take his place after our tour. We had just been headlining the Cool Jazz Festival in Cincinnati, Michelle Lights, and Al asked me to go take their place because they had to take off the road for a while and get that album done for Special Radio. And I took Eugene, Squirrel, and Red over to Universal. That's the first time we ever met Universal.
Universal. Yeah,
we first time we ever met them, and I went over there
right.
and they played, and I stayed over there for 20 years with them. Now I never, now I'm in DC.
Wow.
I have to
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep.
Now, what is
here
your remembrance? Go ahead, Mr. Brown.
I said, well, it's been, you know, we've been together for many years, you know, many years.
Right.
We've managed to stay a top or abreast of what's going on out here today with the music scene. We try to still do good shows, give people good shows, and also still sing good music. Well, that's the thing.
And
you know.
Still timely, your voices are still so prevalent in the music industry, and just like we were listening to the song Special Lady, you know, I feel so special being able to hear the love that's evoked in your music. Have You Seen Her, Coldest Day of My Life, you know, Must Be a Special Lady. These are the type of songs that transcend time. That's why we can still enjoy them today and rock back and forth in our seats, because this is when music was love music.
Right,
and so that's
exactly.
what I say. It's an honor and a privilege. And now part of the bio here talks about when Ray Goodman and Brown signed with Polydor in 1979. Tell us about some of the music that came out of Polydor. In addition to, Special Lady.
the other songs that came out of that was Inside of You. Take It to the Limit. All those songs. That came out of Hush Productions. Charles Huggins and Melba Moore. They own the company. But Polydor. We had quite a few albums with them. I think we recorded four albums with them. You know, but the Ray Goodman and Brown one was the top selling album out of all the albums we did for Polydor. As a matter of fact, that is that's our biggest selling album. We sold, I think it was something like about 800,000 on that album. Yeah, that's the biggest. That's our biggest selling album to date. Yeah.
Well, with that, we're going to hear Inside of You right here live on Tribe Family Channel's Soul School Music with Marshall Thompson. We've got Mr. Billy Brown of Ray Goodman and Brown.
Billy, you cool, man, with your note? Yo,
I got mine. What's your note, man?
I got mine. Hell, how about you?
I'm straight, man. You know, I've been singing this for a long time.
All right, I guess we're ready.
Well, come on, let's sing it, man.
Let's go.
Every day, love.
In a time of disco domination, an album featuring ballads with rich harmonies and casual repartee among group members clearly appeared out of place, but it was just what weary soul music fans were looking for, and the LP shot to the top of the charts. In fact, the first side of the disc featuring Special Lady, Inside of You, Slipped Away, and This Is the Way Love Should Be was the best album side of that year, speaking of 1979, when the Ray Goodman and Brown signed with Polydor and progressively turning out these hits. This created a whole new following for the group among fans who didn't know that Ray Goodman and Brown were the Moments renamed. We're going to talk about that renaming, if we can, and how did you come out on top, the branding aspects of it. Elaborate for us on what you can, Mr. Billy Brown.
Okay. We were with All Platinum Records as All Platinum or Stang. It was a Stang label on All Platinum Records. All Platinum was the company, we had our disputes. We didn't think that they could take us to where we really wanted to go. They owned the name. They owned the name, the Moments. So a friend of ours, Lonnie Youngblood, he told us, he said, man, he said, don't you guys don't need to worry about that. They know you guys by name anyway. You know, when y'all on stage, they call y'all, you know, they call you by your name anyway. Hey, Al. Hey, Billy. Hey, Harry. You know? And so we said, what you think we should do, name the group Billy Al and Harry or Harry Al and Billy? He said, no, man, your last name. They know y'all. People know you like that. So we played around with it for a while, and we said, well, you know, we did the Goodman, Brown, and Ray, and that didn't flow right, and Ray Brown and Goodman, and then Ray Goodman and Brown just seemed to roll off the tongue real, real easy, you know. So we said, you know, we want Ray Goodman and Brown, we went through a lot of things with the Special Lady. We stayed in federal court with All Platinum Records for a year and a half. Because of some things that, well, I'm not going to elaborate on too much on that, you know, as to why.
Right, but it all worked out when you all came up with the name Ray Goodman and Brown, because that's what people know you by. Your voices, you know.
Yeah.
Your voices and your music. I mean, so it's really all about the individual artistry and, you know, being together, the rebranding and the marketability of your music.
Right. And I must say this. When we changed the name to Ray Goodman and Brown, that was the first time in our entire career that we had ever seen or was given a royalty statement was when we left All Platinum Records. We never saw a royalty statement or anything. It was supposed to be this thing, you know, we're family. You know, that's the way it was. You know, everybody, they tried to portray it as, you know, we're family. But, see, only half of the family got, you know, only half of the family got.
Only half,
you know,
of the family ate steak. The other half ate meatloaf, huh?
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. That's the way it was.
You hear that, Marshall?
Well, I know all about the situations.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh,
yeah,
you
know what?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then we went, like I said, we went through a lot of things. Federal, being in federal court, we spent a lot of money in federal court because we weren't gonna. We, you know, it was us. The, you know, Special Lady was our song. We know when it was written and how it was written. Actually, for the fans to know and for people that don't know, Special Lady wasn't a song that we had picked as the single. We had wanted Inside of You to be the single. When we finished recording that song that day, me, Al, and Harry, myself, Al, and Harry, we were sitting in the break room at the studio, and they were playing it. And we all sat there and we just looked at each other and just broke down, you know, and just all of us just started hugging. We just hugged each other and started crying.
Wow.
You know? Yeah.
Look, that's the hit. That's the one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And Inside.
And congratulations, you know, continued blessings, because they're blessings well deserved. Now, it says here, and thank you for your honesty and your transparency and, you know, the lessons. This is what it's about. It's about, like we have Marshall Thompson, the godfather of vocal groups. You know, there's an element of genuine soul. It's about being able to capture history and to let people know what truly was taking place during the music era and, you know, the business side, because, you know, that's a word that's used, you know, very loosely today, family. And so one of the things that we're hearing out of this testament is, one, make sure you own your name, because your stage name is your brand, and you are not necessarily the owner. So you have to be cognizant of the business aspects and the paperwork. And then, when you talked about changing, you know, the name and, you know, moving forward and with Special Lady and the royalties, thank you, getting that check, you know. So there's a lot of business sage to be learned from listening to you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Things that not to do. Just make sure you got yourself. Don't just sign a contract willy-nilly, you know, just because you want to sing. You know, and get a backup plan. You know, get a backup plan. Go to school. Go to some kind of school. Get some type of, you know, some type of a degree or something, and something that you can fall back on. I'm telling you, because this music business is. You might have a hit today, and you might not have another. You might not have another hit for 10 years down the road, 10 or 15 years down the road. So what are you doing in the meantime?
Look, they like they the shy lights now. You might not get a million-dollar, billion-dollar song grossing the globe and be timeless. You might not transcend through time. So get
an
education.
That's the truth. Oh, yeah, you need that education, and you need something to fall back on, I tell you. You know, we've been blessed. God has surely been good to us. Because we came out of that case, we won the case in federal court and everything, and by the grace of God, you know, we've worked ever since, you know, we still work, you know, even up to today, we're still working. We don't need a record to work, you know. We've had a lot of hit records, you know.
Yes, you have, and we're going to listen to another one of those hits. I'm going to tell our listeners a little bit more about this bio that I have in front of me, and then we're going to ask you to talk about the song Happy Anniversary. So here goes a little bit more information. It says that Ray Goodman and Brown's, your follow-up disc, Ray Goodman and Brown 2, was similar to its predecessor and spun off two minor hits with Happy Anniversary and a cover of The Platters' My Prayer. However, by the time of the group's third album, Stay, it was considerably more difficult to get airplay for what was viewed by many industry people as an old soul sound. Harry Ray left the group for a brief solo career in 1982, ironically on Sylvia Robinson's Sugar Hill label, but returned by the mid-80s. The group made a minor comeback in 87 on EMI with the big ballad Take It to the Limit, but wasn't able to score a follow-up hit, unfortunately. Tragedy followed as Harry Ray died suddenly in 1992, rest his soul. He was replaced by longtime group associate Kevin Owens, a talented tenor and falsetto lead who had toured for years with Luther Vandross. Through the 90s, Ray Goodman and Brown continued to find welcoming audiences as they toured extensively with The Stylistics, The Shy Lights, and other classic soul groups. While they tended to play early in the bills, their ability to transcend their collection of hits while performing live, often interspersing hot covers of modern hits in their shows, made them crowd favorites, especially the women in most major cities. Their sexy, upbeat, exciting act generally stole the show in the multi-groups tours and kept them busy and in demand for years and years. Now tell us about, and I agree and concur with that, tell us about Happy Anniversary.
Happy Anniversary was a song that we sat down and said, well, you know, everybody's talking about it. We need a song that, you know, that can say to the ladies, you know, like, you know, that we love you and we're so happy to be with you, and when it comes around, you know, here's our anniversary. Here's an anniversary song for you, because we had none really. You know, so we said, well, let's go ahead and put this one together. So we sat down and we collaborated on it, and you know, and came up with a happy anniversary. As a matter of fact, our guitar player, our late guitar player, Mr. Walter Morris, he was instrumental in putting a song together. We did the lyric on it, but Walter was instrumental as putting the song together the way that you hear it. Him along with our producer at that time, Vinny Castellano, who was formerly with the Four Seasons, he put that song together, and all that talking and everything that you hear in the front of a special lady and inside of you, that was his idea. You know, he came up with that. He said, we want to take them back to days, you know, like when we used to sing in the bathroom, when you're in high school and you got that echo and that kind of thing. That was his brainstorm, you know. So that's how all that came about. And people really, they, you know, they loved it. They loved it. And
and we still do today. So here we go with Happy Anniversary.
Anniversary. Okay.
Together here with a love so very strong. So while we're celebrating like this, we'll drink a toast to the years to come. 'Cause it's been together.
one to hold the steps. Now that's the way you've always been.
So while we're celebrating life, I'll drink a toast to you, my dear. Cause I made my resolution. This is my own constitution. To love you more than Maureen Gray. Happy anniversary. My dear.
Well, Harry, sure sounds good today.
I like this.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, thanks, Harry.
This song's so cool. It puts me all down.
After their last recording, Ray Goodman and Brown released not one but two new albums. The first, Intimate Moments, collected some new and some previously unreleased recordings, but despite good reviews, received little attention. However, the other disc was a concept album, the self-released A Moment with Friends, available on the group's website, in which the group covered hit songs of some of their friends, namely other classic soul groups from The Stylistics, You Are Everything, Break Up to Make Up, to The Manhattans, It Feels So Good, To Be Loved So Bad, to Blue Magic, Sideshow, Three Ring Circus. It was a great concept, and the performances were even better. The recording is crisp, and the group's harmonies are divine. And while the covers are generally faithful to the original versions, they hold up very well on their own, and on occasion, such as their version of The Main Ingredient, Spinning Around, maybe even surpass the originals, because that's just how the harmony of Ray Goodman and Brown is. It is one of my favorite albums, says this journalist of 2003, and it is a must collection for lovers of the 70s soul groups. Late in 2003, the group was contacted by Alicia Keys to provide vocal support on her album, Diary of Alicia Keys. Ray Goodman and Brown's backing harmonies created the foundation for the album's first release, the wonderful 6-minute smash, You Don't Know My Name. They have sent, and I didn't know that, first of all, that is my jam.
Is
so, kudos on that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Now, it continues to say, they have since performed on several occasions with Keys, who is to be given great credit for recognizing and honoring this wonderful vocal group. A few years later, Goodman produced an excellent Sam Cooke tribute album by the Manhattans' Gerald Austin, who will be on this show next Wednesday.
Wow.
In 2009, the group began working on a pilot for a radio show called A Moment with Friends. Sadly, on July 27th, 2010, Al Goodman died suddenly, leaving a legacy as a great entertainer and soul legend. whether as The Moments or as Ray Goodman and Brown. The group, both with Harry Ray and later with Kevin Owens, was consistently one of the most reliable and enjoyable soul groups of the past 40 years and deserves a spot among the legends of soul music in the second half of the 20th century and the beginning of the 21st. And this is an article online by Mr. Chris Rizik. Now, I just want to salute you, Mr. Billy Brown, the last man standing of Ray Goodman and Brown, as you host or guest on this platform hosted by myself and Mr. Marshall Thompson, the last man standing of the Shy Lights. My hats are off to both of you gentlemen. You have been passed a very weighty baton. Mr. Billy Brown, if you haven't published your book, I would be honored to do so. For those of you that don't know, The Last Man Standing, Marshall Thompson has a book out, and that is the title of it. He is the sponsor of this program, so go out and get his book. Google him, Marshall Thompson, or go to the website, chi-lites.info. We're all on Twitter. We're all on Facebook. And tell us, what has been your most memorable moment, no pun intended, in your career, Mr. Billy Brown?
Well, I've had quite a few. I had to pick one through the years. Performing with Alicia Keys is one of the highlights of my entire career. She's such a wonderful young lady. You know, everybody look at her, she's beautiful. But that young lady has a heart. She has a heart for people, and she's such a workaholic. I mean, we would have to do a show in the morning, and we'd go to rehearsal. Sometimes we wouldn't go to rehearsal until that evening, till 9 o'clock in the evening, and then we'd have to get up early and go to do a show and that kind of thing. But she is one of the sweetest people that anyone could ever meet in this business. She's a lovely, lovely person. I mean, just as nice as she can be. You know, you really couldn't meet a nicer person. I'm telling you, her and I had.
And you
the,
know,
I
really.
Mm-hmm.
That is wonderful, and that's a wonderful attribute to be able to say, because what it means also is that, here again, just like Marshall Thompson and the Shy Lights, Ray Goodman and Brown transcending time, because here, after all the years, you have school wanting to do music with True School. So you all are the innovators of the real soul school music, and our youth and our young artists, they are aware of that. They are aware of the organic sound of music. Alicia on those keyboards, her heart, the lyrics, her connectivity. So I get what you're saying, and I want to salute you for that. And I know Marsha Thompson understands, too, because, you know, it's not every day that a movie would reach into someone's briefcase and pull out "Have You Seen Her" and grow $1 billion. Okay, so that's timeless. It just transcends time.
Yes, we want to
say congratulations, Marshall Thompson.
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, Marshall. That's wonderful. God bless.
Thank you so much.
Well, now before we go,
Ray Goodman Brown is a great group. We'll be back on tour together in February. Going out singing.
Wow. That's going to be awesome. Yeah. I cannot wait. I'm definitely going to try to catch the shows and keep up with, you know, your tour schedule. Marshall, we will definitely be announcing everything as it's released. So, you know, when you know exactly the wins and the wheres, definitely let us know. Now, where are you going to be next? Marsha Thompson opening in for New Year's, is it?
Right, I'll be at the Star Private Theater, me and OJ, 31st of December.
All right. Now, Mr. Billy Brown, we want to thank you so much for being here. Tell us what's going to be happening down the line and where can people catch up with you at? I know I had to go through management, but if you want our audience to connect with you, are you on social media?
No, I don't do social media. We do have a website. But I'm not personally on it. It's ReagamanandBrown.com.
Okay, what's your website?
ReagamanandBrown.com.
All right, that's good. So you are on social media as a website presence, and you definitely will continue to be in my prayers. I'm going to reach out once again. If you have not published your book, definitely I would be honored. And for those of you that haven't published your story, I want to encourage you to reach out to me at about.me/gumbo for the soul. I am Beverly Black, the creator of Gumbo for the Soul Publications. I just dropped my book September 22nd, A Wretch Like Me, From Crack Addict to Yes. I was on that mess for 8 years, but God delivered a wretch like me. He gave me Gumbo for the Soul International, Gumbo for the Soul Literacy Program, Tribe Family Channel, Soul School Music, my partner in creativity over there, Mr. Marshall Thompson, and we've got another last man standing, Mr. Billy Brown. Tell me, is God good or is God good?
God is, there's no other like him. I'm telling you, I've dedicated my life to him because you know, if you don't know, so this past April, I had a stroke as well. But you know, I'm sure to tell you how good God is. I had no residuals from it, no speech impediment, I can still do. I can still do what I do. I have, I'm still in my right mind, thank God. You know, still doing what I do.
Hallelujah.
I can still do.
Wow.
I still do what I do. As a matter of fact, we're getting ready to go in the studio. We have a deal with Universal. We're doing I did some of the early moments stuff. Songs. I did them over again for Universal, myself, and Evan Brown, who's a lead singer for the Stylistics now. And we're getting ready to do Reagan and Brown, and we're getting ready to do a brand new CD. We've got a deal with them, so we're blessed. God has been good. God is good all the time.
And all the time, God is good. And congratulations to both of you gentlemen. See, because what the enemy meant for your harm turned out for your good, because you're still standing. And I want to say thank you so very much, Mr. Marshall Thompson, because without you, this show wouldn't be possible. Thank you for sponsoring the last man standing of the Shy Lights. And Mr. Billy Brown of Ray Goodman and Brown, congratulations to all that you all do. Continued blessings. Tell us about Take It to the Limit, because that's what we're going to go out on. And Marshall, did you have anything that you wanted to say before we take it to the limit?
Well, I'd like to say we had a pleasure tonight. Great show. Great from hearing from my very good friend, Billy Brown. And tell all the guys, I said hello. We'll see them in February.
All right, thank you. Yeah, and again, say hello to all your guys as well. You know, give them my best regards and God bless and blessings. God bless them all, and God bless you as well. You're welcome. As far as, well, Take It to the Limit, you would say. Take It to the Limit was a song that was written by written by Ronnie Harris, if I'm not mistaken. We recorded that song when we were with Hush Productions, who had at that time, they had Melba, and they had Force MD, they had Freddie Jackson. We had the pleasure of doing a bang up tour with him. I mean, it sold out every night, and we were out. That tour lasted for 8 months, and we sold out every night, every single night. It was a great tour. Freddie's a great person to work with. Pardon me?
Go ahead. A great person to work with.
I said he's a great person to work with as well. Freddie is a very good friend of mine, you know, and the young man can sing too. I mean, for real, he can do it. He got pipes on him, you know.
I'm a fan of Mr. Freddie Jackson. Not only can he sing, he can cook. I've seen him in articles on Essence magazine and on TV.
Yeah.
Freddie Jackson can cook.
Freddie likes to eat too. I cook.
Well, you know what? Y'all don't have to tell me what y'all know about gumbo.
Well, I tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get with you on the bookend. Okay, I'm on my book.
Well, you know what? Definitely, okay. Marshall and I would be honored to promote that on our show. Again, it is my pleasure because both of you gentlemen are the last man standing, and just to be able to know that you're still standing and that you're taking it to the limit, which is what we're going to go out with, and then we're going to our outro song, like we came in, Marshall Thompson, The Shy Lights, Coldest Day of My Life. Oh, my goodness, timeless.
All right.
So I just want to thank both of you, and you all have a blessed day. Be sure to tune in next week at the same time, same place, where we will have Mr. Gerald Austin of the Manhattan. Have a blessed one, gentlemen.
Okay, you do the same, dear.
All right. Marshall, it's been my honor, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Okay.
All right. Let's take it to the limit, y'all.
All right.
We didn't come here to talk. Tonight is gonna be the real thing. We gonna get closer and close. Tighter and tighter. In other words, let's take it to the limit. With nothing.
This goes out to my partner that passed away, Eugene Reckler, Robert Squirrel Lester, Pretty Old John. I remember, oh yeah, the signs of springtime. There were birds, music, everywhere. Some of us play, oh, and some of us cry. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see the tears in my eyes? She's what I had dreamed of.
What I had dreamed of.
She's all that I think of, yeah. Woo. 10 feet tall. Oh, I was riding so high. What eyes of a child,
eyes of a child,
shining so bright.
Yes!
Can't wait. Come on, y'all.
Cold this day.
There was no other, no, 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 no. Lord, take away the pain.
Take it.
Oh, you know, let it fall like rain.
Take it.
And it couldn't be much worse down below. Keep the past behind me, but it's so
she's on. Then I think of, yeah. Come on, the guns are, everybody sing. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all.
Oh, this day of my life.
It was a coldest day of my life. I had to rub a cover, no, 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 no. Cold, coldest day of my life. I thought there was no other, no, 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 no.